ancestors used to harness the horses, and the balagola would let go of the reins, and they'd get places very quickly. It seems like I haven't learned how to do that yet. So I want to thank Rabbi Brody for bringing me here, and I really apologize for being late. Our retired today should be the Zecher Nishmas Simcha Eliezer David Ben Yosef. Shabbos Shalom Aliyah. I wanted to share with you some ideas regarding the unique Aveda of the season of Menam Tzorim of this time, 3 weeks, 9 days, leading up to Tisha B'Av, which should be Nisabach, and Yetz Hashem, speedily to Yimei Simcha. How are we to understand, one of the great struggles is having an appreciation for what it was that the Beis HaMikdash represented, how we're supposed to relate to it. Certainly, now that we don't have it, what does it mean for us to mourn something that we can't even have any insight into what it represented in the first place? Chazal assists us in a small measure by telling us, G'dayna Mises Tzadikim, Yosef Misreifas Besalikim, that the departure, the death of Tzadikim is even more severe, it's worse than the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. And perhaps that idea can give us a small glimpse into what it is that we're lacking. Chazal are not, they're not into exaggeration. So what does that mean? So what I'm going to share with you today, we're going to walk through a piece, a Maamar in Divrei Chaim together. And along the way, we'll stop at a few other locations throughout Poland as we attempt to understand what he's saying. And I'm sharing it with you because, to me, it was the answer of something that troubled me for a long time. You look through the Sifrei Machshavos, the Chassidus, certainly Sifrei Kabbalah, there's a huge emphasis placed upon understanding the mechanics of creation. What it took, what was going on. They throw around terms that for them they were completely at home with, concepts like tzimtzum, hishtalshelus, words that to us are Greek. And there had to have been a really important reason why the Sefer Kodesh insists on presenting us concepts that seem to be so remote and so distant from our Avodah. And to me, this was really the answer. The Divrei Chaim is in his first maamar on Parshas Terumah, on the pasuk of Vayikhali Truma Be'ez Kalish Hashri Ben-Aliba Tikhuiz Trumasi. And the Divrei Chaim first opens with the very basic premise of how are we to understand that an infinite Ribbono Shel Olam is somehow going to create a place on earth that's going to contain his presence. What does that mean, and how can that happen? So he says, again, launching this idea of Tzimtzum, saying that the Ribbono Shel Olam had the Chazal tell us, it's on the language of a Medrash Tanchuma, Nis'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lius Leidir B'Tavtonim, Hashem desires to have a dwelling place here among the low. And those terms, high and low, what do they mean? Kaviyachot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the bottom line is that he says that were the Ribbono Shel Olam to create a world where he didn't limit his presence, nothing could exist in that presence. In order for Hashem to create a world where he could even begin to relate to his creations, the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachol had to constrain, had to hold back the essence of his being and limit it severely hold back the vast, again, using infinite terms, to the degree where there is no way for a human being to begin to comprehend the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can we know the Ribbono Shel Olam? In what way can we know the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's only through his midas. Now, the word mida itself, as the Svar Magdashim pointed out, means a measure. Right? We use it in all the time. The word midas means to measure. And that's exactly what it means when we're talking about the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or our knowledge of Hashem, meaning we can get to know the Ribbono Shel Olam in some way which is going to be extremely measured. Ma'u rachum, afat rachum. Hashem's rachmanis is not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a manifestation. It's a presence of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can relate to his world in a way that we can emulate him. And it's the same is true of every other mida. It means that Hashem limits his presence in such a way that even us feeble humans can get to know him in some way. And that's considered what the Sefer Kodesh called the Ribbono Shel Olam being mitzamtzem himself, meaning removing the vast majority of himself and allowing etvos, a tiny bit of himself, to filter into this world so that humanity can have some kind of relationship with him. The Rambam, he quotes here, the Rechaim had a very special relationship with the Sefer Maran Avayim. And he says that the Rambam writes in Maran Avayim that to give us a glimpse into what this means, is if a person with his naked eye would attempt to look at the sun, the one that's in the sky, he would be blinded, Rahmana Litzlam. So how can a person see the sun? So they need to introduce numerous filters that block out the vast majority of the sunlight, and through those filters there could be a tiny bit of the presence of the sun that will allow the person to look at the sun for a short period of time without becoming blinded. That's how the Rambam describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to our world, to the physical world. That Hashem allows a tiny, tiny bit to filter through these filters so that humanity can see it. The Rambam goes on to say that it should be very clear to anybody to just ask somebody who would remove a filter, would Rahman al-Islam become blind when gazing at the sun? A person who tries to understand concepts of godliness that are beyond their scope, would Rahman al-Islam be yotze midati? We'll go and say. Because it's no different than the human eye trying to gaze upon something that the eye cannot behold. The same applies to the brain. A person has no right to delve into things that are beyond his comprehension. And we need to know our limitations. Okay. So now here's somewhat of a contrast in terms. It says in the Rechaim that by definition, every gilui elikus, every form of revelation of godliness in this world can only take place through Hashem's constraint, through tzimtzum. So, these are two contradictory terms. Gilui and tzimtzum. One is revealing, the other is holding back, the other one is concealing. There can only be revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence to us if Hashem is withholding his presence from the world. Okay? That's Appendix A. Store that in the back of your mind. Comes the Divrei Chaim and says that in order for a human being to be able to relate to whatever presence Hashem is allowing to fall through the filters, whatever presence makes its way into our world, that tiny little bit of godliness that comes into our world can only be appreciated and related to if a human being does the same thing. This is really the critical message that he's going to say in several different ways. Meaning, a man, a human being, is created with a nefesh rechava. We are physical bodies with many physical appetites, with many lusts and many desires. If we are going to be able to relate to that which the Ribbono Shel Olam withholds and allows to filter into our world, the only way that that can happen is if we are going to constrain our own humanity. And in that level, Imamish uses these words, that a person is called about, just as the Ribbono Shel Olam goes through a process of tzimtzum, human beings who want to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu must go through tzimtzum. If not, there is no glue, there's no method to relate. How can a finite human being relate to an infinite creator? The only way is, just as Ribbono Shel Olam is mitzamtzim himself in the world, a human being must be mitzamtzim himself. And that is the only area that allows a connection to take place between us and the Bariya. Absorb that. Just as there is tzimtzum kamiyachol for Hashem, there has to be tzimtzum for other. And that's the only way that we can relate. The Sfasemis, I underlined some things here, so I found it. I would first introduce this from the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Bechaya writes, that in expressing this idea, that it is the physicality of a human being that creates the barrier, this should be Aleph based to us, that our physicality creates the barrier that prevents the neshama to connect to Hashem. To the degree that we can get beyond our physicality, or that we can tame it, withhold it, constrain it, restrain it, use whichever term you want, to that degree, will there be an opening that will allow us to relate to Kabbalah Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rabbi Shamish writes the following word, Yidua, it is known, She'ikar b'riyas ha'olam hazeh ha'chumari v'hagashmi, that the main purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creating a dense and physical world is because Ki Hashem Yisbarach mishtasheya b'zeh, that the Ribbono Shel Olam kamiyachol takes delight, kisha'olam mezachech atzmai, when a person cleanses and purifies himself, mitoich oimek hachumriyas v'gashmiyas, from the depth of their physicality. That's where the Ribbono Shel Olam is mishtasheya, that's the purpose of our existence in the physical world. It's a, what do you call those things where there's an obstacle course, that's what it's called, right? It's an obstacle course. Those obstacles prevent this relationship. To the degree that we can overcome those obstacles and get beyond them, to that degree we will be able to relate. Writes the Sfasemis, Parsha Shmini, Yer Tov Reish Mem Gimel, there are two forms of tzimtzum. That a person needs to have his own form of tzimtzum, by lessening physical pleasures, is to separate himself from physicality. Ukifia prisha, commensurate with the level that a person is able to separate himself, to that degree will he be able to have any kind of revelation and relationship to holiness. So, remember in elementary school we had those pie graphs. Right? To the degree, there's human life is one of these pies. And we're trying to work with two concepts. One of them is Kedusha. One of them is a relationship with Kaviyachol and Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the other is our relationship to our physical beings. We need to understand that it's a shifting line. That to the degree that we are masters over our physical needs, wants, desires, to that degree, can there be a relationship with Kedusha? Says the Svasemis, I'm sorry, says the Nibrachai, Vayikhudi Truma, the Rebbe Shlom says, Truma, he says, is from a language of uplifting, right? That's where the Rav comes from, the source of the word is Ram. The Rebbe Shlom removes himself. There's Kaviyachol, a constriction of Hashem's presence. Says, and there's Baruch Hu to call Yisrael, Vayikhudi Truma, May Ace call Ish Ashayid Venu Libay Tikwas Trumasi. He says, I need you, Klal Yisrael, to take my Truma, meaning just as I removed myself from the world, I was able, or I was determined, says Kaviyachol, to remove the intensity of my presence from the world. I limited my presence so that B'nai Odom can have a relationship with me. I need you, Tikhu Estrumasi. You, humanity, must be godlike and remove this aspect of yourselves so that you can relate to me. He says, Yidvenu Liba comes from the language of Da'avin Halev, which is the worry of the heart, meaning it has to be on our minds. We need to be cognizant of the fact that we are humans, that we are desirous beings, that we are attracted and lustful for physical pleasure, and to the degree that we're mindful of it and we act upon it, to that degree, will there be tikkus trumasi, meaning that that's where man and God meet. That's the only place where a human being can come into contact and relate to the Rebbe Shlom is going to be, where a person is master over their physicality for the sake of others' brother. That's where heaven and earth meet. Continues the Derech. Ulazet Sinulano Haberis Baruch Shemai Tariag Mitzvahs. This is the purpose. This is the purpose of 613 mitzvahs, Lisrachik Megashmias. These are bold words. The purpose of Tariag Mitzvahs is to distance us from physicality, so that we can relate to the Kedusha from Hashem's Midas. So we have to ask every one of us, tell me, what's the purpose of Sukkah, of Tefillin, of Kiddush? What's the purpose? It says in the Rechaim, the purpose of Tariyag Mitzvahs is a control over our physicality. That is the purpose of Tariyag Mitzvahs. And again, this is something that he draws from the Marin of Eichel. It says like this. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the Rambam calls it Tarebula, a plan. He gives us mitzvahs that act against human nature. That's the intent, the great intent from this Torah. Rabbeinu Bechai in Vayikra writes on the mitzvah of Ve'isem Kedusha. The Kedusha that exists in Maisa HaTorah mitzvah, says Rabbeinu Bechai, Ki im ha-Torah, im ha-Torah, with Torah, yischazik koyach ha-seichel, human intellect, the mind will become stronger, v'yachlesh koyach ha-tayvus, and it will weaken the drive of our physical appetites. So the Rechab is not making this up. These are Rishayim. And he says that each mitzvah corresponds to a given aver, a limb of a human being, how to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence upon that aver that corresponds to that mitzvah. And each of them creates a structure which is ultimately the mishkan of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the presence of Hashem in this world, as a medrash that has yet to be found, which is quoted in all the Sefer Kodesh, V'shachamti b'soy chom, I will dwell among them, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, b'soy chay loy ne'emar, it doesn't say, I will dwell in it, referring to the Mishkan. Rather it says, V'shachamti b'soy chom, I will dwell in their midst. Comes the Dibur Chaim and says that, Gilui Elikus, the revelation of the divine presence in this world is dependent upon Klal Yisrael's mastery of this idea. To the degree that Klal Yisrael understands and inculcates and lives this Messiah, understanding that Torah mitzvahs were given for the purpose to create Gilui Elikus, which he defined earlier as being the constraint of Hashem's presence. After all, how can there be Gilui Elikus in a physical world? It's only when the Rebbe Shalom withholds the vast majority of his presence and allows a tiny bit of his presence to appear in our physical world. That can only happen when we, Klal Yisrael, are doing what the Rebbe Shalom wants us to do in the performance of his mitzvahs for the sake of Gilui Elikus. When humanity takes Torah mitzvahs for the purpose with which it was intended, which is to create a presence of Hashem in this world in those areas where we are not following and lusting after our physical desires, then the Rebbe Shalom's presence can be seen and felt in this world. And when we are not driven to fulfill that mission, the Rebbe Shalom has no place for Gilui Elikus in this world, and as a result, he removes it. It's a very different insight into Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because the real action is not in the building. The real action takes place in Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs for the sake of creating a presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. How eager, how ready are we willing, are we able to sacrifice of ourselves to create a presence so that the Ribbono Shel Olam's Gilui Elikus can appear in our lives? I'm not going to win any friends here. But I wonder, as Klal Yisrael so-called progresses in the comforts, the conveniences, the indulgences, the perfection of becoming nivolim b'rishus ha-Torah. One only needs to look at the advertisements in the From magazines. Rabbi, in Halacha, there's a concept of Hepech Kavana. When we do things for an opposite reason, the action has no standing. The Dibur Chaim is telling us here that the purpose of Torah mitzvahs is to get away from our Megushim selves. And I like a good steak like anybody else does. But it's one thing to like it and to enjoy it, it's another thing to institutionalize it. When we become a nation, Rachmana Litzlan, that advertises every Dorosh Kedusha with the Fagrebtkeit, with the physical attachments of every one of the senses that speaks to our lower selves. It's a Hevach Kavana. And we wonder why we're not creating stars, why the Gedolei Yisrael, our Chinuch system is the best it's ever been. But it's missing the foundation. Why weren't we told early on that the goal of Torah and Mitzvahs is for us to be able to lift ourselves out from our slavery to our bodies? Where is that message? There's something very, very fundamentally flawed with the attitude of this progress. My father, Zalzakazin, spoke at an Aguda dinner. I was a kid, I was in New York, talking about 40-something years ago. And sitting on the dais for the Gedolei Yisrael, the who's who of Klal Yisrael at that time. It was at a fancy hotel in New York. It was the first time I saw that many Jews together. It was a huge kiosk. And at the time, the kosher products were first being launched. I remember the concept. I was always so jealous of kids who had kosher marshmallows and bubble gum. We never had bubble gum, kosher bubble gum. And there was the opening of the first, I think it was the first Chinese restaurant, Zachino. And my father got up there in front of this idol and said, what we are viewing as progress, I'm telling you, is the destruction of Yadus. This is not, we're not moving forward, we're moving backward. It's not Yiddishkeit. He was never invited back to speak. Share with you a Svasemis that I've always loved this Svasemis. It's in Parshas Boy, Tov Reish Nun Tes. Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim b'sharoisa b'tzuras b'simloisa, with the leftovers of their Karban Pesach wrapped up in their clothing. It says the Mechilta, they had to wrap them in their clothing. Did they not have behemoths? Says the Mechilta Rak Nechavev Es HaMitzvah. They did it to show how precious the mitzvah was. Obviously the flesh they couldn't take with them, but whatever crumbs were left of the matzah and the maror, they wrapped them in their clothing. Says the Svasemis that the main tachlis of a mitzvah is that there should be Nishar Mimena Rishima V'Odam. What's the impact that the mitzvah is leaving upon our person? As I wrote elsewhere, he says, when a person performs a mitzvah, v'roim ahava v'tshuka, and we do so with love and with yearning, nish'eres ha'aras ha'mitzvah v'nefesh ha'adam, it leaves an impression upon the person. Those were the shiurei matzah umarar, were tzururim b'simloisav, he says, the symbol of a person doesn't mean our clothing, it means our bodies. Our neshama is the adam. The simwa of the person is their clothes, is their body. If a person performs a mitzvah correctly, it leaves an impact on the body. It makes the body more godly. One of the talmidim of the Rebbe Melech once said, "Halavai my neshama should be as pure as the Rebbe Melech's body was." We can have holy bodies. It depends on our attitude. Then he says the most incredible thing. No question. Mitzvahs accomplish things for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. We're doing the Ratzon Hashem to bring a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person needs to do a mitzvah l'shem Shemayim b'lvad. Listen to this sketch. I will hachonas ha-mitzvah. But as far as the preparation of the mitzvah, v'hatshuka koydim ha-mitzvah ula achreha, and the yearning that takes place before the mitzvah and afterwards, mitzad zeh nasan malbush hanefesh. That's what changes people. The mitzvah that says brachol lifonel v'achrel. The actual performance of the mitzvah is tzorich kavaya. That's for whatever the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants. We want to change. That's going to take our hachana, our preparation for the mitzvah. It's going to take our yearning for the mitzvah. The fonel ulachrel, we can even treasure the mitzvah after we finish doing it. That's what changes people. That's the nisharesim. Tzruas v'simulaisim. The mitzvah was over. Kom Pesach was yesterday. Nonetheless, Klal Yisrael carried it with them. Shayim b'chad minas ha-mitzvah. They rejoice after the mitzvah that they did it. I always think about this when I'm taking down my sukkah. It kills me. But the chavivus ha-mitzvah can be after the mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, we've arrived at a place where you can get a pop-up sukkah. Effortless. And we wonder where the kedusha is. Everything. We could buy it all. You can buy Shabbos and Yom Tov. You can go away to a place for Shabbos and Yom Tov. No achava, no tshuva, nothing. And the result is nothing. We're left the same animalistic people that we were before we did it, and we wonder why it's not working. That we're being told here that the effects of the mitzvah is if they diminish in some way, our physicality, if we have the yearning, if there's something in it that we invest in the mitzvah, we can get something out of it. And the Chaim is telling us that the Churban HaBayis was because of the fact that there was no Gilui Shechina not in the building. There's no Gilui Shechina in us. I was very struck this past week in Shvach magazine. There was an article, again, I don't know anything about this, it might be the greatest thing ever. Just how it struck me. That there was a kollel that provided bedrooms for the younger light to rest Bein Astar. Somebody gets tired, they can rest. I slept in kollel plenty. But I slept on my Shulchan Aruch. And I had a big red spot on my forehead when I woke up. Is the system designed to have every comfort and convenience in our Shmiras HaTorah? It's just not going to. It may produce scholars. It's not going to produce Anshei Kodesh. It's a contradiction. Magid, Mizuch Magid, says on the Medrash of Kedushin Tiyu, says the Medrash, Kikadosh Ani, says the Medrash, Yochol, Kamaini, Kedushasi, Lemaimah, Mikdushasi. I might think you should be holy like me. Come Chazal and say, no, my Kedusha is higher than your Kedusha. Because all the Mefarshim ask, which person thinks that he can be Kedush like Hashem? We're not dealing with people who are insane, says the Magid, that the Rebbeinu is telling us kedushasi lemaila, then my kedusha above is that mikedushaschem stems from your kedusha. What's he saying? How is it that human beings can possibly contribute to the kedusha of Kaviyach? What does that mean? But based upon this Dibur Chaim, the Rebbeinu has a desire to have this Kedusha be present in this physical world. Ultimately, that was his desire for whatever reason. And the Torah is telling us we are called upon to be Kedushim, Kikadosh Ami, Kedushasi, Lamaila. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying that his desire for there to be Kedusha in this world will come as the result of Kedusha Aschem. It is we who allow that Kedusha to be present in our person every time we're able to overcome a lust, a desire, not just in the area of Isser, And I'm not talking about asceticism. No, that's not for our generation. But to what degree are we enslaved? To what degree do we promote it? Is it the conversation at the table? Think about it. Sitting at a table, how often does the conversation veer to, I don't even want to get into it. It's embarrassing. The cuts of meat. How I made the barbecue. How many hours it took. What's on our minds? What are we thinking about? Michael Lucas has a very fascinating maimer in Lech Lecha, which is an incredible compliment to our generation. Comments on the pasuk Yisrael Oves Yosef Mikol Bonov. It's a parsha of Yiddish. Ki ben zikunin hulay. Yosef was his ben zikunin. Says the Megal Arukas that Zikunim is written chasm, it's missing the vav. Says that it's an atrakim, it's an acronym for Zroim, Kodeshim, Noshim, Yeshuas, which is Nezikim and Mayid. Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef HaTzadik these five sections of Mishnah. What happened to Taharas? How come he didn't teach Yosef Taharas? Says the Megal Lucas that in order for a person to attain Tahara, they need to go to Mitzrayim. Yosef could only attain Tahara after he was confronted with the immorality of Mitzrayim and was able to overcome it, then he mastered Tahara. Parshas Balak, come back to the Galmukis. Shemesh Shmuel Parshas Balak writes about Bilam, that his donkey said to him, ponder that for a moment. My father tells a story about this conversation with the donkey. That nowhere do you find Bilam saying, hey, my donkey's talking to me. I mean, he has a natural conversation as if this was an everyday occurrence. So my father tells the story of a fellow whose car broke down on a road next to a farm. And he lifts up the hood and he hears a voice saying, it's the carburetor. So he thinks he's losing it. He thinks he said, the only thing that's there is a cow. So he thinks he can imagine things. He puts his head back under the hood, and the voice says, I'm telling you, it's the carburetor. Anyway, he can't believe it. He goes running for the farmhouse, panting away, knocks on the door, the fellow comes over to the door, and the guy compared to me, he says, you're not going to believe this, but my car broke down, and your cow said, it's the carburetor. Farmer says, is it a cow like with a really strange black blotch right over its eye? He said, yeah, yeah, yeah. He says, don't listen to her. She doesn't know anything about cars. Your donkey's talking to you and you're having a conversation as if this was something normal. Says the donkey to Bilam, you are attempting to uproot a nation that is Chayeg Sholesh Ribon. What's so unique about the Sholesh Ribon? So he repeats from his father, from the Amnon Esav, who says that the mitzvah of Sholesh Ribon is the complete diametric opposite of the Umas Olam. He said that the Umas Olam also want Kirvas Elokim. Bilam wanted to be close to the Ribon Shalom. But he was unwilling to give up any part of his physical comforts to get that relationship. He desperately wanted a relationship with Kamiyoch. But not at the expense of any of his physical conveniences and comforts. He says that Shalish Regalim showed that Klal Yisrael were willing to leave their fields and their homes hefker to get Kirbas of Kim. Then you can have a relationship. That's what the Abnei Nezer said. Where are we? Are we in Amma Chaykeg Shleishes Regalim? Or are we headed in the opposite direction of Rabbanu Litzlan, of trying to acquire and attain every physical pleasure with a heksher? Comes the Megala Mukas and says to us, you Yidalach living in the 21st century, surrounded by more appetite, lust, comfort, pleasure than any other generation in history. We are the generation that can acquire and attain Tahara. We've been put to the test. And it can be ours. If we maintain focus as to what the Rotz Tavori is, what he wants in our observance of Torah and Mitzvahs. Says the Divrei Chaim, that this idea of us being elevated through the Gilui of Torah and Mitzvahs to distance us from Gashmias, Zeh Klal Kol HaTorah Kula. Those are powerful words. This is what Judaism is all about. This is Klal Kol HaTorah Kula. When we look at Misas Tzadikim, the Tzadikim are not just scholars. They're not just reservoirs of Torah information. They're people who understand that the total of Torah is this Yisrael. And even, we all acknowledge that. When we look up to Tzadikim, we recognize that these are people of a different caliber. The people who have gone above and beyond themselves to become who they are. Ultimately, they are the ones who are in their person, personify this ideal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants with his presence in this world. The fact is, we say this every day before Shemot Esra. We begin Ezra's by saying, Ezra's HaVezeinu, we speak about the fact that the Rebbe Shem exists in a completely different plane, a completely different existence. And nonetheless, he limited himself ad afsiyaretz until he was able to bring this world into existence. It's a tremendous withholding, this truma, trumaisai, the fact that Hashem contains his presence and allows his world to exist. And we continue, Asher ish yishma mitzvesecho. It's not just that we do the mitzvahs, but it's sheyishma mitzvesecho. What are Torah mitzvahs saying to us? We have to listen to the deeper meaning, to the purpose of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in his Torah. Zeh klal kol haTorah kula. Want to reverse the destruction. And the fact is that when we look at the reasons given, one of the reasons that Chazal tell us is she'emidut v'reim odin Torah. The Churban happened because they established everything according to din Torah. Well, what's wrong with that? Wouldn't we imagine that that's the greatest? They were very Torah observant. Very true. But that's exactly the issue. Shemidu Dvereim Adin Torah. They observed the letter of the law. Everything had a heksher. But they missed the message. They missed the tachlis. The tachlis is to create this dira b'tachtoinim by being makriv of ourselves. What was the Beis HaMikdash? It was a place where they took the physical, they took the animal, they took the oil, they took the silas, whichever carbon you want to imagine, and they were makrivit. And as a result of that offering, there was Gidush Shechinah. It's right there. That's what the Beis Hamikdash was. It was a place where they were makir of the physical so that the divine presence can dwell there. And the fact is, you've got to follow the line of thinking of the Baal HaTanya, who writes that every disagreement, every machlekes between people stems from the Gashmi. The spiritual, everybody can be unified in mode. The fact that you perform a mitzvah doesn't take away from my performance of a mitzvah. Quite the contrary. It enhances it. The fact that there's division among people is when we identify with the physical. So the fact that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of sin Aschina was a simin that this Gilui Shechina was not their tachlis. That's not what it was about. We have to start from the bottom up. We need to alter our understanding for ourselves and then be able to transmit this to our children so that we can reverse this drive in Klal Yisrael of the pursuit and the indulgence in that which is a hebrahrat of what the goal of Torah mitzvahs are. There's nothing wrong with people who enjoy that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them. But when that becomes the main pursuit, when that becomes the definition of who we are, and in addition to that, we make sure to work around our Torah mitzvah so that it is Shemidu Durem al Din Torah, we're headed for Chur. And the way to reverse that is by focusing on the opposite, to see to it that we are driven to turn ourselves, our homes, our yeshivas, our bottom midrashim, into a place where the Ribbono Shel Olam will find a makom for his presence to rest. It doesn't say b'soicha, b'shachanti b'soicha. It says b'soicha. And rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash begins and ends with every individual turning themselves into a virtual mission. May the Ribbono Shel Olam assist us in this endeavor so that we can once again be oyder regel and be able to offer our karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi in the area. Amen. Shalom aleichem. Shalom. Yeah.